This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Sometimes we sing in worship these words, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Ever since man first committed sin, God has used the agency of blood for cleansing. When Cain and Abel offered their sacrifices to God, it was Abel's blood offering that was accepted. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. The idea of blood for cleansing sin becomes more prominent as one follows the history of God's chosen people of the Old Testament, that is, Abraham's seed. It was the shedding of animal blood which kept them in covenant relationship with God, yet complete forgiveness looked forward to the coming of the Messiah and his sacrificial death on the cross. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. Jesus is described in the Bible as a lamb that was slain, and with his blood we are cleansed. However, the stream of blood must be accepted by faith. When one has a kind of faith that leads him to humble obedience, both at spiritual birth and until he dies, it can be truthfully said of him that he was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Millions have planned their eternity without this blood, but their hopes and dreams will fail since there is cleansing only through the blood of Jesus Christ. The question is, how does one contact the blood of Christ? Paul gives us the answer in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." Now I want you to listen closely to what Paul wrote. We are buried with him by baptism into death. Someone says, so? So what? Friends, it was in his death that Jesus shed his blood. You want to contact the blood of Christ? Paul says that it is contacted by being baptized into the death of Jesus Christ. When one comes to Jesus in this God-given way, there is found complete forgiveness. And then it can be said in the words that Isaiah spoke to Israel, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. The Apostle John gave this assurance when he wrote, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. How foolish it is for anyone to look for salvation anywhere else. Therefore, turn your eyes to Calvary. Look upon his blood, surrender all to his will, and let your life and your soul be filled with eternal love. If you have never obeyed the gospel, you need to believe, repent, confess Christ as the Son of God, and be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you have done those things in time past, but then drifted away from the blood, we urge you to return to the blood of Jesus, confessing your faults, repenting of your sins, and asking God to forgive you. We sometimes sing another song in worship that says, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." That song is absolutely right. Our time is up. Until next time, may God bless you as you continue to study His divine will.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.